setiap bunyi of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made, so poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty, but that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. And across the world, maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone, and what that has done to empower them to access education, to a livelihood, is huge.
but still almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugarta Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall? Children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment. For 5 years across the length and breadth of India, we have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education. Global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflict and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power. A strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
Easy, just let it flow. Woo! Ooh, right. Ooh, right. Ooh, right. saya aku berkencan. Hingga waktu malam tiba, kau ucapkan yang tak terduga. Sungguh sulit ku percaya, kau nyatakan cinta.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokido's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separuh in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Termenung saat hidup berjalan terlalu cepat, penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak impian tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendiri seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, terancamlah kau diam. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan,
isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another.
as you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures. Rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
His aides in the government to ensure stable prices of nine staple commodities to maintain people's economic well-being and prevent a price surge. That's according to Agriculture Minister Andi Amran Sulaiman. Speaking at a limited coordination meeting in Jakarta on Monday, Sulaiman highlighted that the president's directive was made in preparation for the forthcoming Ramadan and also Idul Fitri period, during which Indonesia often saw a rise in consumption of food products. So, to this end, the ministry emphasized the importance of collaboration among all relevant stakeholders to maintain the public's affordability of staple goods, particularly rice, because it's important here in Indonesia, because during the Ramadan and also Idul Fitri, usually Indonesian people made some lontong or the sticky rice, if I'm not mistaken, right? That kinds of rice that made into a packed and dense food, so we can eat it with many kinds of other food and dish, which is so delicious to enjoy during the Idul Fitri. And hopefully this efforts could be very useful for Indonesian people to be able to maintain the affordability to buy the staple goods itself. And I'll be here to give you more info and also great music to listen. And of course, you're still in Indonesia today. Make sure to stay tuned at www.inus.id and also RRI Digital.
Saat kita berjumpa, ku merasakan yang berbeda. Dirimu mempesona dan kita terbawa dalam suasana. Kau bagaikan berlian yang silaukan mata dan hati untuk sesaat sementara. Biarkan ini semua berjalan apa adanya. Rasa ini milik kita. Berdua melewati saat-saat indah, nikmati bersama. Mungkinkah dirimu rasakan cinta antara kita berdua? Kau bagaikan berlian yang silaukan mata dan hati untuk sesaat sementara. Biarkan ini semua berjalan apa adanya. Rasa ini milik kita. Kau bagaikan berlian yang silaukan mata dan hati untuk sementara. Biarkan ini semua berjalan apa adanya. Rasa ini milik kita. Untuk kita ingin ku mencoba, adakah kau juga? Mungkinkah waktu kan beri jawabnya? Oh, oh, oh.
return your love to me. Oh,
I wanna tell the world when you give your love to me.
Step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm.
Thank you.
Kalintang consists of 9 types, namely Loai or base, Sela or shallow, Karua tenor 1, Karua Rua tenor 2, Uner alto 1, Uner Rua alto 2, Katelu ukulele, Inaisa melody 1, Inarua melody 2, and Inatawen melody 3. To play Kalintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan paths. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, Kalintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for Kalintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of Kalintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the Kalintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kalintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you.
security officers are on alert to welcome Cristiano Ronaldo's arrival. Indonesia-China strengthen higher education collaboration to face global challenges. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. A total of 100 security personnel from Soekarno-Hatta Airport, City Police Department, Polda Metro Jaya were on standby to welcome the arrival of football superstar Cristiano Ronaldo to Jakarta. Soekarno-Hatta Airport Police Chief Senior Commissioner Ronald Sipayung in Tangerang Tuesday said the security personnel were deployed to help smooth Cristiano Ronaldo's journey in the context of humanitarian missions in Kupang, East Nusa Tenggara. Although the arrival of the former Portuguese players in Indonesia has not been confirmed, landing via Soekarno-Hatta International Airport Tangerang Banten, the police are preparing to deploy officers for VIP security. Indonesia, through the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Kemdiktesaintek, affirm its commitment to strengthen bilateral cooperation in the development of technological innovation, research and higher education with China. This was emphasized in a gathering event attended by officials, academics and strategic partners from Indonesia and China on Monday evening. Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Satrio Sumantri Brojonegoro, through a statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, said that the Indonesian government is focusing on strengthening research in universities with China as a key partner. That was the news.
Telah habis kata.